Okay, we're in a parak in Aleph in Hilchos Trumos, and here the Rambam is going to get into if it's permitted to for you to partake of the truma, if one of the people can eat from truma. The question comes up: how you can make use of the produce? As you'll see what I mean in a second. So Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, "A truma nitnes la'achila l'shiel l'siha." Right, so you can use truma, remember produce here, and produce is a very broad definition. It's made for eating and drinking and even for anointing yourself. Shasicha hi kashasiya, because Allah has determined that anointing yourself or smearing yourself with something is considered like drinking it. Shenemar, v'tabo, kamayim, v'kirbo, kashem, v'matzmosa. V'hashasiya v'chalafila. We know drinking is considered like eating. Le'echol dabar shadarko le'echol. Now here's the key. You eat something that's normally eaten. Lishos dabar shadarko lishos. You drink something that's normally meant to be drunk, or that's the way it's consumed. The lasuk dabar shadarko lasuk. And also to anoint yourself or smear yourself with something that is normally smeared on your body. Lo yosuch yayin v'chomet. So a person should not smear on himself wine and vinegar. Avasachu is a shemen atar. He's allowed to smear shemen atzahar. Madlik atzataman. He can light impure oil. Mizeu nikur shemen sreifa v'chol makom. And that's what we mean when we say shemen sreifa. Halacha base. Tamarim shal truma. So let's say I have a dates that are truma. Murtel l'chapsan l'kapsan k'ibu hadvela. So I can go ahead and basically collect them together, gather them together, and make them into a kind of a round object that's tied together. Basal asas mehem shechar. However, I cannot make them into beer. V'chein ein osin tamarim devash v'lo tapuchim yayin. So if I have truma dates, I can't convert them to honey. I can't convert, let's say, apples to wine. V'lo peros hasav chomet. And I can't take, produce that grows in the fall season and make it into vinegar. V'chein charcoal peros, all fruits in general. And here's the cloud. So when it comes to fruits, except for olives and grapes, I cannot change their form, their normal form, the way they're meant to be or created or meant to be consumed. But let's say I did take a food and convert it into a drink. I could still drink it. Now let's say I took tamar, my dates that are truma, and I converted them into honey, which I'm not supposed to do. Let's say non-Kohen ate it. Same with the wine. If he did it accidentally, he's not chayav to pay anything. The melech b'mezid, if he ate it on b'mezid, he gets rabbinical makas o makas margus. He gets rabbinical makas because even though technically speaking, it's not really truma, nonetheless, we want to prevent this from happening. Halacha gimel. Einos in tevela v'grogros asol chamorios. Right, so you can't take dried dates or dried figs and put them into brine. Meishahum avdan. Because what's going to happen? It's going to destroy it. But you can put wine inside of the brine. So I can't go ahead and place, like, let's say, nice smelling stuff like spices and herbs into oil, because as I do that, it's going to be removed from being a substance of ocha. Right? But I can mix into the oil wine and honey and, let's say, peppers in order to eat it, meaning that's adding flavor to it. So the difference between like adding, I guess I wouldn't call them herbs, but I would say like basically herbs that aren't normally meant to be consumed, if they're added to the oil to make it inedible, that would be a problem. Okay, Allah Adal, one second. Aim of Ashen Yain shall truma nation. So I can't boil wine that's truma, because if I do so, it reduces the amount of yain. Ain koshim but salam shall truma bechomet shall truma nation mafsed chomet. I can't pickle. Onions, let's say, that are truma in vinegar, that's truma, because it's going to cause the vinegar to be reduced. I can't mix tua grain together with legumes. Okay, anything that when, let's say when they're mixed together, they retain being separate from each other, they can be mixed together. Now, when the area of Yehuda was destroyed, it's still area tua, betua, bekinius, bekinius. So then at that time, they began mixing different kinds of grains together and different kinds of kidneys, but they stopped mixing grain and kidneys together. Okay, so the same way that we take regular flour and sift it, so too the Kohen can sift truma flour. So what can he do? He can sift the flour and take what is supposed to be eaten and chuck the stuff that is not going to be eaten, like the bran. Right? Let's say the Kohen wants to make very, very fine flour. He can sift and sift and sift the flour. even if he ends up producing one kav, which is a small amount from the entire seah. However, lo yashik as a shar, but he can't just chuck the rest in the garbage. Make sure roy lachila, right? Because it's still going to be eaten. Ella yanichayu makam mutzna. He has to store it in a private place because that stuff is still edible. But the point is, he can still separate it out. Alachava shemosh truma. Let's say I have oil that is truma in chosvin bo tanner v'kimayim. So I can't use that oil to seal an oven. And I can't smear it on, let's say, my shoe. Well, yosuk raglo, I can't smear it on my leg. If it, let's say, inside, let's say my foot's inside the sandal. Avasach is raglo, but I can anoint my legs with the truma or the shemen truma or my feet. And then put the sandal on. So again, once the sandal's on, if I'm wearing, let's say, a croc, I can't go ahead and put the oil on it, but I can put the oil on first and then wear the croc. It's not kol gufo, right? I can smear my entire body. Misaga aga algabe katuvlia chadasha, and I can roll around afterwards on a brand new mat that's made out of leather. Even though there's going to be smearing done because of the rolling around, we're not concerned about it. Abaluiten shemen agab tava shel shish leisaga leavishmabdo. But a coin can't pour oil onto a tablet that's made out of marble, because what's going to happen is if he rolls on it, it will cause the actual oil to be ruined as a result. Kol ochel truma, anyone who eats truma, afilu peros, even if he eats, fruits, tzarach tilas yadayim. It's very important. You must wash your hands before consuming truma. Afisha yadav toros, even if you know your hands are pure. Kmoshis barim komo. Benen achelas yimazar al shulchan gzira shema yochal menem. So a kohen can't eat truma on the same table as a non-kohen, because what's going to happen? It's a concern that Zara is going to partake of the truma. So truma that's found and out that we have outside of Eretz Yisrael, which is Darabanan, can be eaten with the Zar al Shulchan on the same table, meaning the Kohen can consume the same table as Zar. And because it's Darabanan truma, you don't require to wash your hands before consuming it. Right? So you also can't anoint or smear shemen truma on your with your hands if your hands are basically not clean. Enough al basaro. Let's say it fell on your meat. Mishasha udaim misuavos. So then he can wipe it off with his hands that are still dirty. Shiva. You are allowed to go ahead and anoint a child, smear or shemen truma on the child. Okay, within 7 days after he's born. Shenola kol shiva no kol shavar. Because we say, for the first 7 days of the child's life, remember it's Cohen, let's say, we'll say that he's not considered an RL, even though technically speaking, not circumcised yet. Let's say that a Cohen is allowed to go ahead and smear a Shemen Truma on himself, maybe Ben Bito Yisrael, Magyula Gava. And then he can go ahead and bring, let's say, the daughter of his son, who's a Yisrael, let's say, and roll him on his back. The imsach atzmo b'shemen. Let's say he anointed himself with shemen, the nichnas merchatz, and he went into the shvitz. Mutol zar lemoshkal merchatz. So a non kohen can actually massage the oil on him. Apishu nosach imeno. Even though, as the masseuse is massaging him, he's going to actually get some oil on himself. It's still permitted for him to do that. Okay, lachates kohenes shechafa rosha b'tilton shel truma. So let's say the daughter of a Kohen basically washes her hair with like an oily shemen truma soap thing. Any Israelis materas lacha van horeh. So what it called? So a non-Kohen, a female non-Kohen, can't go ahead and smear some of it or take some of it and apply it to her own hair. Ava melgelis ara bisara. But she can rub her hair together with the Bas Kohen's hair. So why are Kohanim allowed to apply this stuff to themselves? Because this substance is not really fit to be eaten by people, and that's why they were able to use it in their hair. So we have, for instance, stems of figs and dried figs, wild figs, carobs, the inside of melons, the peels of citrons and cucumbers. Avish emahen ochel, even though there's no actual food in them, and basically they're like the ends of the vegetables that are thrown away by the owners. Nonetheless, these things are all usher for non-Kohanim to eat. About knibas yerek, but when it comes to like these extra areas of the the areas like the peels of a vegetable, shivanakvin a gananin, right? So that those are the ones that are cut off by gardeners. Mutarasas aren't those, they can be eaten by non-comans. Klipe pulun v'shumshumim. So when it comes to the shells of beans and sesame seeds, im yesh ben ochel, if there's food in them, asurin, amen ochel mutarin. So if there's still food in them, it's asur, but it's hard to eat. But if there's nothing left in them, then it's mutar for him to eat. Alokidav, garine esrog mutarin. The seeds of esrogim are mutar, garine zesim mutarin v'charuvin. So the seeds of let's say, olives or dates or carobs, afish lo kinson a kohen, even if the kohen didn't actually collect them, hare elu asur mutarin, they're still prohibited to non-kohen. Ushar garinin, right? Other seeds, bizmancha kinson, so the time when the kohen brings it in, v'yesh bahen lachluchlis, limsos osam, and if there's still a little bit of moisture, so you can like kind of suck on the seed and get this moisture out, asur lazar, it's permitted for the zar, for non-kohen to eat it, it's prohibited for him to eat it, imishlicha mutaris. But if the kohen chucked them, then it would be mutter for the non-kohen to consume these seeds. Lach yabez, hasubin shalchitim chadashos, okay? So bran that comes from new wheat, asurim meshu royal ma'achalam. So the bran is still edible, even though he's separating out from the wheat, it's still considered edible, and therefore it's asur for the zar. Vishal yishon is mutter, but if it's old bran, it's mutter, right? Va'ad masay nikru chadashos, kolz manch v'ni adam regin lachbo b'ni grans. So when is it considered to be, so to speak, new or fresh? As long as the people are normally going to eat the grain that's stored in the silos. Okay. Hanitzolos v'harakvanios shel truma. So let's say a truma that's basically a grain that's basically garbage grain. It's not that good, a little rotten, not high quality. Asuros, it's still asur for zar to eat. V'mhe'elu avak mutaros. Okay, but if they produce dust, meaning they're so rotted out that like there's dust coming from them, then it's mutar for the zar. Shmeir shel truma. So when it comes to the dregs of grapes that are from truma, shenasalei mayim rishon bashini, that you poured water over them already, aslozarim, if it's the first two times, it's still aser, bashlishi, by the third time, mutter. The nolo asanalei mayim, but if you didn't pour any water on them, elam misanon hayayim alashmarim, rather he filtered or strained the yayin from the dregs, bilvad, apashlishi aslozarim, then even the third pouring over, those grapes would still be aser for the czar to consume. Halacha yudal. Megura she pina mimeno chite truma. So when you clean out the kernels of wheat that are truma, emachaim enoso lios yoshem laket achas achas. So you don't have to sit. The owner doesn't have to sit there and collect every single bit of every kernel one by one because that's a little crazy. Right, and then afterwards place non truma produce in it. El machabe kedarko. What does he do? He basically collects like he normally would. Knows the sochafulin, and he can add what do you call it? A non truma to it. Vechei kavah sholshem in truma. So if you have a barrel of truma oil, shenishpecha, that spills out, we don't require the owner to go ahead and sponge up every single bit of oil that's on the ground until it dries up. You clean it like you would normally clean non-truma things. So we don't, like, even though there is a status of hektish in these things, we don't say that every single drop needs to be collected in the case of a spill. Halacha tesva. On the arakach shem and truma, when a person pours out oil, like a pitcher of oil that's truma, so you should continue to pour it out until the oil ceases coming out of the pitcher. And then it starts going drop by drop. And once, after three drops have come one after the other, at that point, he doesn't have to worry about pouring out anymore. After that point, you can add in non-truma shemen into the pitcher. But let's say what it called. Let's say he did not place a chulin oil in there, and what he did was he leaned the pitcher over on its side until all the remnants of the oil collected together, right? And now you can, if you look inside, you could see like a little puddle on the side of the pitcher. Then we say that remainder is still considered to be truma. Lacha design the male kohen near shem and sreifa. So a kohen is allowed to fill up an oil lamp filled with oil to be burnt, but no sol Yisrael, and give it to a non-kohen, la'alos bo la'aliyah. So let's say go up to his attic, likanes achadar la'aso zarchei kohen, basically to use his candle, right, that's burning shem and truma, to help out the kohen with his needs. Avalot zarchei Yisrael, but the Yisrael can't use the candle to help out a non-kohen with his needs. V'meyash shosef imam mutar, but if they're partners, then it is permitted for him to do so. Elach yitzayin. Yisrael Shahaya Oreach Eitz LaKohen. Let's say a non-Kohen is a guest at a Kohen's house. Hidal Lego Shem and Sreifa, and the Kohen lights for him the Shem and Sreifa. The Amud HaKohen, the Kohen stands up, the Halachlo, and leaves. Eino Chayav Lachboso, so the Yisrael doesn't have to burn to blow out the lamp because the Kohen's not there anymore. Rather, he can let it go out on its own. Rather, and also the Tova Yisrael, a non-Kohen is allowed to dip a wick into that nair and light it. That he would be allowed to do as well. Allah Yudves. Bikaro Shel Kohen, so these are animals, the livestock that belongs to the Kohen. Shaya Omed Etzel Bikaro Shel Yisrael. Let's say it's standing next to the cattle of a non-Kohen. Bikael Shel Kohen, or let's say we have the clothing of a Kohen. Shaya Nerag Etzel Kael Shel Yisrael. That's being sewn next to the clothing of a Yisrael. Or is a Mabik Alan Shemet Srefa Shel Mishra Shel Kohen. You can go ahead and burn Shemet Srefa from Truma, even without the permission of the Kohen. You're allowed to go ahead and light this Shemen Srefa, which has Truma status in shuls and in base medrashes, Mavuos, Aifolim, in dark alleyways, Shalob Shus Kohen, even without the Shus of Kohen. Umisha Elo Chulin, Mahalik near Hanukkah. Let's say I don't have non Truma oil to light near Hanukkah with. Malik Shemen Srefa, Shalob Shus Kohen. You can actually use Shemen Srefa. Malika Shemen Srefa, Gabe Chulin, Bishus Kohen. You can also light Shemen Srefa on what do you call it? Above someone who's sick with what do you call it? With the permission of a Kohen. So if someone's ill and they require light, right, you're allowed to go ahead and light the Shemen Srefa with the Rishus of the Kohen. Allah Yudas, Bas Yisrael, so this is the Kohen. So the daughter of Yisrael that marries a Kohen, the Hilum Muda, Eitz Lavia, right? And she, found by her father a lot, Malik Rishusa. She can go ahead and light. He can go ahead and light the oil, let's say Shemen Srefa, with her permission. Mutar l'kohen l'hadlik Shemen Srefa, a Kohen's allowed to burn Shemen Srefa, afilu beis avel, or beis mishnah, even in the house of an avel, or in a house where a simcha is taking place, sheisham irbu, where there is a lot of different people there. Ve'en choshishem, we don't concern ourselves, shemen yisupku mimenam, beis mishnah, shemen yikayim klam, enogimba. We don't say that maybe people will, what do you call it, will eat from the oil. Why? Because at the, what do you call it, at the base mishnah, let's say it's at a wedding celebration, so because people, what do you call it, want to keep their clothes clean, they won't touch the oil, but base avel, when it comes to a house in the morning, they shein lehem penayim, b'nei avel, because basically people will not leave, they won't feel comfortable doing this while they're at the, we're being menachem avel. Okay, lach achav. Hazoreh as a truma, b'shogeg, yahafech, b'mezid, yekayim. Okay, so let's say a person, planted truma accidentally. So he needs to go ahead and uproot it. If he did it purposely, he has to let it grow. If it reaches a third of its growth, okay, whether he did it intentionally or not, he lets it continue to grow. If it was flax, even if brought a third, even if it's amazed, he has to turn it over, rip it out of the ground. This is basically a knas because we don't want him to plant these things and have the intention to benefit from it. So that's why the knas, the fine, the penalty is in place. Right. So produce that grows from truma, so that's considered chulin in every area, meaning non-truma, elisha asur mazarim, except that, what do you call it? It's asur to non-kohan. Gazur chacham alayan, and that's why the chacham came along and said, shayu asur mazarim kachuma, Mishum Truma Tmeya should be on a Kohen, Shlo Yishana, Etzlo, Kadesh Yisraena, but take to the Chulam, and Ipsa Ba Lidei Takala. So basically, they made it Usher for what it called. The Chacham came along and says, Usher for the non Kohen to eat this Truma. What's the Gedder? What's the protecting? Because let's say the Kohen keeps on hand Truma Tmeya, right? And then he's going to go ahead and plant it. And what's going to happen? It's going to produce a growth of normal non Truma produce. And what's going to happen is, and that's going to lead to all sorts of problems. Vigach murta lechal gidulim biyadayim tmeos. That's why you can eat the growths from the truma, the growths from the truma with hands that are tamei. Umurta litzvul yom kecholim. And so do someone who went to the mikvah that day, but shki hasn't hit. He can also partake of it as if it's ordinary produce. I mean, he doesn't have to wait until nightfall. Normally, that would be the case by someone who's waiting to become tahar and be permitted to eat truma. Lachabez. Gidule gidulin chulin the whole davar. Now, produce grown from other produce is considered chulin every era. Afilu davar she'in zaro kala. Even in an area where, let's say, the seeds don't break down, imrabu gidulin ala ikar b'gidula gidulin. Right. So let's say the new growth is larger. Okay. Than the original. That's still fine. Afi she'in zaro kala ve'yakol mutlizarim. All this will be considered mutter to non-kohanim. So to let's say Suffolk truma and Tosefes truma, the Zirone gina and seeds that are Tosefes truma is extra truma. Zirone gina are things that are grown seeds in the garden. Shem nechon that we don't eat. Kigon zera lefes it's known. Like for instance, radish seeds aren't eaten. Afish also lefes it's known truma. So even though let's say the radish itself would be considered truma, gidulei mutarin, but the seeds for instance would be permitted. Barehin kachulin hold up and they consider kulin. The chen is zera pishon shal truma. If a person plants flaxseed, as that which is truma, gidulim mutar mazarn. The plants that grow from it are mutar to the non kohen. Lachav gimel. Hazareh truma tzmeya. Let's say a person plants truma that's tamei. Afabisha gidulim tahoran. Even though the produce that grows from it is considered tahor, harehin asur b'achila is still can be eaten by zar. Holva truma shenizra asur b'achila haysakvar nidful. The reason why is that since the truma that was planted was already asur to be eaten, what we say is that. We don't say that like that Isser has disappeared. We retain the status of being Usser, and therefore the Zar can't eat it. Let's say a person, cuts off the leaves that grew from the Truma thing, and then a new set of leaves grew, and he cut those off. Any food that comes after that, that's already too far removed from Truma, and therefore he'd be allowed to eat it. Almost at the end here, Shasile Chulin. Right, so let's say I plant a normal produce shenitzmu, and it becomes a normal plant and it becomes tamei the zaron, and then I plant them the asan truma and I designate them as truma harilu butaran. These would be mutter for a non kohen to eat. Sharei taro bezria, because it was tar at the time they were planted. Lo nitmu kashin truma, they didn't become tamei when they were truma. Kadesh yuasurin, to make them asur. Halacha chabav. Shibolas, okay, when a stalk of grain, shaisa besoch hakeri, that's in the midst of the big pile of grain, umara hakeri, and let's say someone straightens out the edge of the pile, kulo, hare osa shibolas teba. That entire stalk, that stalk itself, excuse me, becomes teba. Holo ben nimrocha besoch hakeri. The reason why is because it was in the pile of grain when it was straightened. Shetolav acha kara le'ashem, because afterwards, if that stalk of grain was planted, and then afterwards he calls it a name, meaning gives it a significance, truma, and then he makes it a truma, raises suffix truma, whole bazara. It's unclear if it's truma or not because he planted it. Why shema parachatabo imena? Because maybe what we'll say is that the status of tevel emerged from it, the nasis kaper shadamu nimro, and they're considered like now fruits that haven't completed their growth. But if he made this stuff truma prior to planting it, then a razor truma, it's still considered truma. The vikach, therefore, im talash imena, let's say he picked from it or separated it out from the ground, but achal b'mezid, and he actually ate it purposely, chay misa, he's chay in kabbal pun, and misa b'dei shemayim. The shogim b'sham b'sachomesh, if he did it accidentally, he has to pay back the penalty. Bim gachon v'achal b'piv min aretz, okay? Let's say he went ahead, he literally bent his back over and used his mouth to pull the fruit off the ground. So we say that's not how people eat things. People don't eat things like that. Therefore, he'd be chayev. Excuse me, he's pater from misa if he did it on purpose, and he's pater from chomesh if he did it by accident. So if I have a field with truma gross, so then I'm still chayev and lekat shechel peya. Remember, not from the truma itself. But let's say I had a field of produce that grew from truma. But truma, maestro, so maestro sheni. So it's so much, it's considered to be so much chulin that really even truma itself is high from it. And the poor Jew, non-kohanim, and the poor kohanim would take this. Aniyah kohanim ochon eshalhem. So the aniyah kohanim would eat theirs. Aniyah yisrael mochon eshalhem kohanim. The poor non-kohanim would sell them to the kohanim, but to make truma, and the money given back to the poor will be theirs. So too, the son of a Levi has to sell his miser in such a case to the Kohen. A person who destroys this type of produce that grows from Truma is praiseworthy. So how does a person who uses an animal to do these things, what should he do to thresh it out? What does he do? So basically he should tie a bucket around the neck of the animal, and he should put inside the grain to be threshed. Nimsa lozoma mesabhema bulamachas a truma. So he sees in this case, he's not muzzling the animal, and nor is he feeding the animal truma. That ends Perek Aleph, and we will pick up Perek Beis on Tuesday.